the last time we reported on the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History was on the launch of their interactive and content-rich website, pryorcenter.uark.edu. There you can find hundreds of video and audio interviews, plus transcripts, all posted and easy to access on Notable Arkansans. 8 projects are also online, including histories of the Arkansas Democrat and Arkansas Gazette, Arkansas Governors, Arkansas Memories, William Jefferson Clinton, and the Diane D. Blair Project. Chris Katrosh directs the Pryor Center.
We are attempting to get good interviews from all 75 counties. It's a statewide program. We're going to go to every region of the state between now and the end of the year and record at least 2 more interviews from every region.
So as the center is becoming more widely known, are staff being inundated with interview requests?
And really, they're nominated by Arkansans. We have a nomination form online at our website, pryorcenter.uark.edu, that you can fill out and fax or mail in anytime. Anyone can do that. We take those interview nominations and we prioritize them primarily by age. The older they are, the more likely it is they're going to be higher priority on the list right now.
Working with Chris Katrosh is Associate Director Scott Lunsford, who's primary interviewer and is responsible for organizing the center's visual department.
When we go on location to interview someone, he studies their background, calls them and warms them up, speaks with them while we're setting up our shot when we get there, and really does a great job of making them feel comfortable, getting great stories out of them. That's one of Scott's true gifts. He's also very technically savvy and helps us with equipment issues.
Assistant director is Lynn Hodges.
Lynn was raised in East Arkansas in the Newport area. Lynn has a wonderful personality and gets along so well with everyone and helps us feel better about tense situations or can kind of soothe anybody's feelings. And also gets along so well with all of our interviewees and patrons.
While in the field, Lynn also scans documents and photographs on site into the center's digital database. And running camera is Trey Marley, who's associate producer.
Not only is he the camera operator and helps us light and arrange the room so that it looks good, he also does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work for our PR efforts by taking photographs and shooting video of our on-set locations and our conversations. Trey does a lot of our video processing. He creates some of our marketing materials, video marketing materials, but he also processes the interviews, which includes indexing basically every comment that every interviewee makes. We title each one of those indexed marks so that we can find things. That's all going to go into a pretty complicated search engine at some point that we're working on so that people can find this material.
Joy Endicott's the audio recordist and is often in the field with Trey, indexing interviews. And don't forget about Susan Kendrick Perry.
Our staff ends up feeling like they're almost kind of part of the family with these interviewees because we spend so much time with their material. They are indexed, transcribed, the transcriptions are edited, they're sent back to the interviewee for review, they're re-edited one final time. So we see this material, the audio, the video, and the transcript many times before it is released.
Operating this type of center is really expensive.
You know, as a unit on the campus here, we get some great support from the university. They provide us with a couple of our salary positions. They provide us with this beautiful space that we're in here in the library, and they're looking for a new space for us right now, trying to settle on a new building. And we have that wonderful support, but it takes a lot more than that. We actually need to raise $300,000 or $400,000 a year to keep our program moving forward. We had some very, very good support from our state representatives 2 years ago, and they were able to get us some funding from the General Improvement Fund. So now the problem with the state funding is it's one time, and so we will run out of that money in 2011. But we have some wonderful things happening in that area too. We have a new membership program. We would very much like to have as many of your listeners as possible join our join the Prior Center as a member. There are lots of different funding levels for that. You can do it very inexpensively. And you can do it directly online.
The membership launch is critical because that money will make up 80% of the center's budget, and major donors will get major perks, Chris says. You will read on their website that the Prior Center was created in 1999 at the urging of former U.S. Senator David H. Prior and Barbara Prior of Arkansas, who've had a long interest in Arkansas history. They donated $200,000 of leftover campaign funds as seed, and its archive provides source material to scholars, students, and the public, and fresh content arrives every week.
You know, we get these incredible interviews. You know, the people on our list right now are really nice. I mean, we're processing an interview we did with Governor Beebe and Ginger Beebe last year. We're processing that now, and it'll be on the web probably before the year's up. And what's interesting about that interview is they agreed to do a post-political era interview to a post-gubernatorial interview.
The center's raising special funds to interview ranking Arkansas senators and House members post-term.
People don't realize, I don't think, how much influence they as individual Arkansans can have on the legislative process. But I can tell you in talking with the legislators that if 10 people from around the state call about one issue, that is a lot of calls. People pay attention to their constituents, and so we want to educate Arkansans about the legislative process, and we think this is a great way to do that.
And since they've left office, legislators tend to be really frank about their experiences, Chris said. Other interviews being processed include Floyd Thomas, a retired FBI agent who infiltrated and ran out the Ku Klux Klan in South Arkansas, Simmons CEO Tommy May, former U of A Chancellor Dan Ferriter, Olympian Clyde Scott, Jim Blair, Dale and Betty Bumpers, just to name a few. Also, centenarian Archie Monroe talks about the history of Magnolia, Arkansas. He represents a cadre of local town historians the Prior Center seeks to profile for posterity.
He can tell you what model automobile was the first one that was owned in Magnolia. He can tell you what the second one was, what model it is. Perfect memory. And he told us that they set a speed limit of 7 miles per hour after they got the second car because any faster than 7 miles per hour scared the horses.
Chris Katrosh says the Prior Center's mission is incredibly broad, to record and collect all of Arkansas's history and make it available for free to the public. And keeping track of things is a 16-member board. The Prior Center's also partnered with 8 institutions, including the University of Arkansas, the Old State House Museum, AETN, Hot Springs Documentary Institute, the William J. Clinton Foundation, and now KUAF National Public Radio.
Being a part of Ozarks at Large, to me, the premier show, radio show here in Northwest Arkansas, is a real treat for us. We're honored to be a part of it. We want to tell great Arkansas stories, and what better way to do that than a venue where the audience is already interested in Arkansas, the audience in Arkansas history, Arkansas personalities, and we have a treasure trove of great interviews of Arkansans from all over the state. So I think this is a perfect marriage of our oral history program and KUAF's mission to educate and entertain the public.
Beginning in September, we'll bring you the first of 12 biographical short stories culled from the Prior Center collection. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.